Humans may be the best space invaders on the planet. We cut down forests, build roadways, produce crops, and mine for minerals. These activities result in habitat loss for plants, animals, and other organisms, and pose a threat to biodiversity.
The largest cause of species loss worldwide is the loss of habitat.
That's William Newmark, a research curator and conservation biologist at the Natural History Museum of Utah. Newmark and his colleagues set out to predict rates of species disappearance in disrupted habitats.
In most cases, we don't eliminate all habitat. We simply reduce the amount of habitat that's available. As a result of that there's still a little bit of habitat remaining, in most cases, there's a delay between the loss of the habitat and when the species disappears. There's an extinction debt. These are species that are doomed to extinction, but they have not yet disappeared. So the question is, how quickly will this happen?
Initially, extinction occurs quickly, but then slows as more species disappear. When 50% of all species are lost, half of the extinction debt is paid. Extinction continues at a very slow rate as the remaining debt is paid off. Eventually, a balance is reached between the size of the fragment and the number of species it can hold. This study has significant implications for conservation. If accurate predictions on rates of extinction are made, action can be taken before it's too late.
If we act quickly, we can dramatically reduce loss of species and habitat remnants through habitat restoration.
This may include creation of corridors or animal roadways, which provide additional habitat and allow species to move from one place to another. Other considerations, such as understanding animal behavior, can also make a difference. For example, recognizing some birds like to nest in old-growth trees could influence a deforestation plan. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.